Hello?
Hi, good morning. This is Maida with Family First. Am I speaking
Hi,
with
how are
Christine
you?
Marks?
I'm Christine.
Hi, I'm doing well, Christine. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm glad to hear that. I was just following up with the services. I just wanted to ask you, maybe you have heard something about Skylar, your granddaughter?
No, I haven't. As a matter of fact, she's coming home, if I'm not mistaken, she's probably coming home tomorrow on her spring break, and I'll have, a better chance to talk to her face-to-face,
okay.
You know, and see, you know, how she feels about it and stuff like that. I know spring break, I think, is like only about 2 or 3 weeks, and then she has off for Easter. And then, if I'm not mistaken, her last classes is the second week in May. So
okay.
I'll know more then. Yeah.
Okay.
And I just had, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. My caseworker came to see me on Monday, and I explained the situation to her. And she also, you know, said to me that, you know, it doesn't matter who I get, you know, she doesn't even have to come back to see me. All she has to do is, like, put it in the computer. And I said that would be fine. And she also said that I'm guaranteed the 20 hours until she evaluates me the middle of September. So I didn't know if you were aware of that or not.
No, but thank you for letting me know.
Yeah. And then of course, she said to me that won't stop. She said, but if I see, you know, that, because I don't think I looked that good either when she came on Monday, because I had the flu. And she said to me, if you need additional hours, she said, don't hesitate to call me in the meantime, she said, and we'll get everything, you know, set up. And I said, that'll be fine. But right now, 20 is good for me. Because the way it was like really, really good. And I got also very good news. Ronnie will be coming home, I think, in about another week, and then we'll go from there.
Oh, that's great to hear.
Yeah, 120 days sober.
Oh, I'm really glad to hear that, Christine. Congrats.
Yeah.
Oh, congrats to him. But,
yes, I was just going to say, it's not easy, but if you make up your mind to do it, you'll do it. That's the only way I can explain it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm really glad to hear that Ronald will be back home soon.
Oh, yeah.
So just,
yes, he will.
Let me know any updates that you... Oh, I forgot to ask. Is your address still the same?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. And... have you been hospitalized lately?
Oh, hell no. I had the flu, but I took care of myself. Oh, no.
Yeah.
They would have probably gave me another 2 or 3 prescriptions, which I refused to take, and I figured I might as well just win it up. I don't think there is much they can do with the flu anyway.
Okay, great. And Christine, I also wanted to let you know that during the next few weeks, there will be a change on the coordinators. So it will not be me anymore. Just wanted to make sure that you were aware before it happened.
Oh, that's too bad. Where are you going?
Oh, well, I'm going to a different agency. I got offered a different position.
Oh, that's good. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ms. Marks. And, okay, well, please keep me posted on your granddaughter.
And congratulations on your new position. That's wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, sweetheart, I will talk to you. I hope I talk to you before you leave, but if I don't, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And, hope you have a great day today.
I will. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.